How do you think Australian leaders have fared in what I think will likely prove to be the largest test of their political leadership?
Well, I think we have to divide the sets of leaders into two groups. One's the state leaders, who have done particularly well, who've appeared competent, in charge, and indeed on top of things, and of course the federal leadership under Scott Morrison. Morrison, of course, started out really badly, as it were, coming out of the bushfires, where he was roundly castigated and had lost everybody's trust. But the creation of the National Cabinet actually has allowed him to rebuild that trust quite remarkably.
So what are the reasons behind Prime Minister Scott Morrison's surging approval ratings? As you say, we were a little bit on shaky ground after the bushfires there. Do you think the briefings that he's been holding since have had a bit of a key role?
They've had a role, although at times they've been themselves a bit shaky, where it's almost appeared that Brendan Murphy and he have not always agreed, or Brendan Murphy's responded to some odd stuff, like around Northern Tasmania, nurses and doctors having parties and the like, which is a little bit problematic. But actually, I think it's actually been the response to it: take it seriously, we will take action, and we'll coordinate between the states, and being reassuring. And that's actually what I think was missing back in the bushfire time.
I mentioned, of course, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. Now, she's been roundly praised for her and her government's reaction to the COVID-19 pandemic. Do you think there has been an influence on how Australia is operating due to the way New Zealand handled the crisis? I mean, is the little sibling in this relationship really kind of shown the bigger one how things are done?
Well, yes and no. What I think it's shown is that a large country like Australia, with its, you know, six states and two territories, is actually almost too big to manage and actually requires a coordinated response. Mm. New Zealand is one little country, you know, it's got a small population, small size. It's relatively easy to control or deal with. And this is why I come back to the National Cabinet idea as actually being really important to actually driving that trust. Because Morrison's also been able to feed off the good ideas coming out of Andrews or Berejiklian or Palaszczuk or whoever. So I've actually been able to work with that. So it's been able to get the best of them and then actually drive a coordinated approach. I think that's what's really important. Ardern has a hangover of, or not hangover, but a positivity deriving from the shootings, the Christchurch shootings, and her general performance. So I actually think they're not really comparable.
Amidst privacy concerns, I mean, some of the concerns have been raised by members of the government, more than 2 million people have downloaded the COVID Safe app. Now, is this a sign of trust in the government?
Yes and no. I mean, we'll know if it reaches 50%. But, of course, 50% of people or phones, depending how you look at it, is going to be 10 to 12 million people. So 2 million at this stage is relatively small. We might call them the early adopters, if you like, the people who will rush in and adopt most things quickly. And of course, there will be, you know, some partisans amongst them, certainly people who are worried and concerned about COVID-19. They'll be the ones who wish to adopt it. There'll still be an awful lot of people pushing back, not wishing to do it, not wishing to find themselves tracked potentially by, well, whoever, Stuart Roberts, Centrelink, or irrespective of what people say, Greg Hunt or Peter Dutton.
And going forward from this one, if we come out the other side, we're coming out the other side of the COVID-19 lockdown. It's still a little while yet to talk about the next election, but do you think the current state and federal government incumbents will capitalise on their handling and the approval of their handling of the COVID-19 crisis, or will it be a little bit of a touchy one to really handle?
I actually think, given what we've seen in terms of the two-party preferred, that some underlying basic elements haven't changed. that people are still relatively distrustful of the general direction of the current government. The fact that we've got it at 50-50 at the moment, really only a small improvement for the federal government, suggests that people are not going to necessarily be happy if we have a sudden change of direction. Oh, quick, let's have some tax reform, let's have some industrial relations reform or massive austerity. So there will be, if you like, a watchful eye from, I think, the populace on exactly the direction of the government post-COVID-19. Remembering, of course, that post-COVID-19 is still up in the air. I mean, it's still got a way to run. So we could actually be coming post-COVID-19 around the time of the next election.
And it certainly has kind of woken up a few people to the situation around the likes of, you know, job seeker payments and just how inadequate they could be for some people prior to all this happening. Do you really think the government is going to be capable of pulling that money back, pulling some of these more generous sort of allocations back in the wake of this one?
Well, governments, of course, can take it away, but of course that will dramatically sour people's relations to them. Certainly the many hundreds of thousands who've become unemployed because of the pandemic. So they will try and wind some of it back, some of the more generous elements, but some of it's got to stay. The other option, of course, is do what they've done in the past, which is they say, all right, you've got that, but we're not going to change it for the next 10 years and be in the situation we were at before this, where it was, in some respects, you'd say criminally low for as a safety net, wasn't actually acting as such.
Mm. Well, Stuart, absolute pleasure to get you on this morning. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.